Good morning and welcome to AC23, the podcast of the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge, where our mission is to foster the creative capacity and vibrancy of the Capital Region through advocacy, resources, and education. Thanks for tuning in to with us today. I'm your host, Pam Bordelon. This coming Saturday on July the 27th, Baton Rouge celebrates arts for everybody. We're one of 18 other cities across the country taking part in this national art-making campaign, demonstrating how the arts can lead to healthier people and communities. There's an event in each of the 12 Metro Council districts. All are free and open to the public. Joining me today are Mike Weary, an artist in residence here at the Arts Council that got a new job title earlier this year when he agreed to spearhead the Arts for Everybody project for us, along with participating artists Shamira Gatz and Aruna Mudgill. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So, Mike, let's start with you. Aside from the basics that I just spit out for everybody, what can you tell us about Arts for Everybody?
Well, Arts for Everybody, like you said, it's linking the arts with health, and it's trying to prove how the arts lead to healthier people, healthier communities. And the best way that I figured we could do that is flood the city with as much art as possible, you know. and then also, while we're all participating in the arts, because that's what the national project defined, with their original research with One Nation, One Project. Dr. Jill Sunk in Florida State University, they were working on the definition of arts participation, right? And building off of that research, like, what does it mean to participate in the arts? We're going to participate in the arts and then try to see exactly how that's affecting us as a community. So we're partnering with our healthcare professionals, all of our hospitals here locally in Baton Rouge or the greater Baton Rouge area. And we're going to be doing blood pressure and sharing that with the participants so they can see for themselves, you know, how the different art projects that they're going to be participating in, experiencing, or even some of our artists themselves can participate in that part of it. See how it's giving them a positive effect. And, you know, it's something here in Baton Rouge and Louisiana in general that I think we're really, really great at art. We're quite natural artists. We have such a rich culture here in Baton Rouge, and it's a good opportunity to tell our stories. The thing that we're not so great in as a community is our health.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that I think we need to call attention to, is we need to be healthier people, you know, and we have the tools to do that. And just so you know, you have your best tool. We're all artists. We have a rich culture. Be using that to create a healthier community. It physically helps you as a in your health.
So you mentioned taking blood pressure. So they're going to take they're going to ask to take your blood pressure before, when you first get there, before you experience art.
Correct.
And then they're going to take it after.
Correct.
So you kind of have a comparison of what that does.
You have a comparison, and it's, you know, I think it's, we also have a survey that we're going to have that's going to ask just some general questions about how you're feeling. And I think most of us can say, you know, we experience something. You watch a movie, you watch a play, you know, you see your kids dancing, or, you know, whatever it is. When you're experiencing the art, you can always, for the most part, say that you feel better. But I don't think people fully understand that it can physically make you better. Like, just dance in and of itself, right? Like, the act of dancing, it's exercise, it's movement, but also just experiencing a very moving painting it does something to your brain physically that, you know, releases these chemicals that lead to better health.
Okay, so most of those other 18 cities are doing one project
for the most part. For the most part,
we're doing 12.
We're actually doing 14.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we're doing all kinds of stuff. We're hitting all 12 of the districts, but a couple of districts have a couple of things happening. On the face, yeah, it's 12, but it's there's a whole bunch, and we have 14 that we are aware of. I mean, people are getting excited in general in Baton Rouge, and their artists are just wanting to create all on that day. So if you're an artist and you're in Baton Rouge, it's a great day to create. If you have people experiencing your art on July 27th, and you look at some of the data from the day, or just look at some of the survey results from the day, you can look at that and go, oh, my impact is a little bit more than just, you know, what I'm doing here in my own studio, or, you know, wherever you create your art.
It's more than a pretty picture, huh?
It's more than a pretty picture. It's a pretty picture for the community.
Okay. So, Ms. Shamira, you were doing a project, you're a dancer, and you're doing a dance project with some students from the East Baton Rouge Parish School System, right?
Yes. We are really excited to be a part of this project. It's such a big thing to encompass, and I'm excited that our youth get to experience a bit of that. We created a show, Back to the Bayou, within my studio, my staff for the Love of Dance Studios. We partnered with EBR Schools, and we have roughly a cast of 60 students.
That's a lot of kids.
It is constant chaos in the best way. And you can tell, like, every single one of them, we actually had a night, and I was like, you know, raise your hand if you learned something new. Every single one of them raised their hands. And I think the bigger picture here for our youth is to experience things and on a larger scale, find that connection within the community.
Okay. So what made you want to be a part of this program? What inspired you to participate?
So Renee Chatelaine.
It all goes back to Renee Chatelaine.
She is a force to be reckoned with. So there's that. And then when we made the crossover with Mike Weary here, he is just this really great energy to work with, and it further inspired me to produce something that I'm good at. And I love dance. I love teaching. I always have, and even more recently after my knee injury, directing in a on a larger scale. So this has been really fun.
Okay. So how did you become a dancer? Where did you fall in love with dance?
Here, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I can remember being a middle school student, that immediate elementary to middle school crossover, I was an introvert, chronic introvert, and I was socially awkward until I took dance. Dance was where I found myself. Dance was where I kind of developed all of my personality and meeting people. I studied under Robbie Thomas.
Okay. So when is your event? Like we said, we've got events taking place all over every day. So tell us where your event is going to be and what time.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Magnolia Theater at Baton Rouge Community College on July 27th at 3 p.m. Okay. It's roughly a two-hour show. This show, we are featuring multiple different cultures and languages. We are featuring a French market with ballet, with French-speaking children from Baton Rouge Flame, Indian piece created by Archana Nair, Hindi language, African specialty, so many things. So I hope that everyone will come join us to experience a big melting pot of culture and art.
Okay. So, Aruna, we're going to let you tell us. You're going to be over at Ochsner
Cancer Center.
And that is out off of O'Neill Lane.
Yes.
So tell us what people can expect to do with you.
We have a lot of different activities for all ages, adults, kids, mandala art. Okay. Did like a lot of drawings. Also for kids, different, they can, on blank surface, they can paint. Okay. Whatever their heart desire. Okay. Also, we're going to have some different drawings I've been doing. Okay. So they can draw that. And a lot of different type of mandalas for adults with the on multi-surface and with the multi-tools. So we're going to have watercolors, like markers, pencils, whatever, easier for everyone to do that. We will have one big project, big mandala for as a group paint people, whoever wants to participate in there together.
So explain to people like me that don't understand what a mandala. What is
mandala? You've seen it.
I'm sure I have.
Mandala is basically is a circle, as connects and represents, as symbolizes everything around us,
okay,
like communities, families, friends, moon, life represents nature, and everything exists on this earth, Mandala.
Okay, so there's like geometric shapes and shapes, yeah, inside that circle.
And every,
okay,
there are like separate elements, like triangles, okay, flower, like different upwards, downwards, it divides like cross. Everything represents what this meaning, like how it connects for people to help focus and with their inner self.
Okay, how did you get connected with this process? Where did this come from?
I actually grew up basically, Mandala started from actually Buddhism. They have like a building, like every, they do ancestry, like built, everyone comes, they put their mark, they were here, so they do big, okay, mandala. So there are three different type of mandalas, like sand mandalas, teaching mandala, but the healing mandala. Healing mandala is unique. That's what the is therapeutic process. The others, like teaching mandala, just like people learn how to shapes, which shapes to create, how to do that.
Hmm.
I grew up, I guess I was given God gift by God, like to, because I do a lot of crafting, design, like draw, paint, okay, and making things. People used to give me broken things to make. I'll just try to what I can do that. So it was like fun. It was like my hobby. So that was always not just like when I was young, all my life.
Okay.
And after my husband, he was cancer patient, so he got into, so we decided, we found that, and we spent like almost like a week nonstop in the hospital every, yeah, week, you know. So there was like a lot of sadness all, you see, people didn't have any life. So kind of like very sad to see, and very frustrating to see, like there's nothing, you know, all people see you, just sick.
Mm-hmm.
So he said to me that, like, he knows that I do these kind of things and all that. So he said, like, you know how you can make everyone, you know, feel good. So once we get out of this, beat this thing, we can, you know, okay, and do this. So I wanted to do that. So after he passed away, so I needed to place, the hospital is the only place I could connect.
Okay.
So
how did you get involved with Arts for Everybody?
Arts for Everybody, their friend crossed my heart. Beth, her name is Ellen.
Okay.
And she was doing mural at Auctioner.
Okay.
She did that, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was interested because she was peeking in the glass, like there's a lot of art activity going in. And I walked in and something made me stop, like, who is this she's doing? It just, I don't know. Then we start talking and all that. She was like so interested. She said, it's really, I said, I'm just, you know, do this thing for this. So we talked and all that. She was always interested how we're doing it. So that's how she got me, yeah, involved in the art.
Ellen's a good person.
She's, yeah,
really,
she is.
Great artist.
Yeah, she is. She did a mural for one of my favorite restaurants, Mestizo's, who's always lovely to the Arts Council.
Really? That's
for their
Ellen's
25th
work?
Anniversary. Yeah,
yeah.
And so she did their window. Yeah.
See, Ellen's sneaky,
yeah,
good. She did this
mural
right outside of here, the Crespo mural.
Yeah.
She has the largest mural in the city, that one on right here on our street, 3rd Street, with the Lady Justice.
Yeah.
It's like 3 stories tall.
Yeah, she's really good,
yeah,
like
she's
doing.
Really,
but she also, like, she sees you. Like, I don't know, mm-hmm, with me, my experience, she saw me, like, what I was doing, why it was, like, important, why it was, like, you know, it is,
yeah,
she made me realize, like, no, you're doing, what you're doing is, like, really.
Yeah, very down there.
You know? So.
Okay. So, Mike, tell us what are some of the other things that are going to be going on besides, and what time are you guys doing your stuff at Auctioner?
We're doing Saturday 27th, 9 to 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what are some of the other things that are going to be going on?
Oh, man, it's when we said Arts for Everybody, we were literally trying to find ways to include every single human in Baton Rouge. We're getting close.
Yeah, you are.
We got 800, now almost 900,000 people in the greater Baton Rouge area. I'm trying. We might be halfway there. I don't know. But we split it out across the city. So, you know, we wanted it to be, when you looked at the schedule of things, that you can find something that was close to you in your neighborhood, hopefully walking distance, mm-hmm. To be able to get to. So I'll kind of go around the map a little bit of Baton Rouge. Okay. If you're, you know, familiar with Baton Rouge, you kind of know exactly the different areas. So if you go to, like, let's start outside of Baton Rouge a little bit. Let's go to Zachary. We're going to Zachary. We have the Home and Nation doing basket weaving, led by Janie Luster. And that's going to be at the Zachary Library. If you go to Central, we have a 2-hour hike through the Frenchtown Conservation area. If you're into the outdoors, I would definitely suggest doing this. It's going to be, I did the tour myself with Taylor Williams. I know it's hot outside and everybody doesn't want to be outside, but if you're going to go, this is in the woods, it's covered. You're going to have a guide that's going to be able to tell you all the different plant life. I see plant life and I just see grass. Taylor can look at a plot of grass, which is grass to me. And he'll tell you 5 different species are there, and he'll tell you some, the ones that are native and the ones that are invasive. So what he's doing a land sculpture with the invasive species. Okay. So when you walk your tour, you're going to see natural land sculpture. So it may not look like a plant at first, and then you'll look at it, oh, that's this vine is going up this tree in a very specific way. So, and he'll be able to tell you to that. So, and then we have, we have the Hilltop Arboretum, mm-hmm. Jennifer
more
Blanchard.
Plants.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have a lot of plant activities, which was more than I really expected when we did the process of finding the artist, but it's good because the plants, the greenery, and we have so much, and shout out to Breck. We have so much of our natural landscape that's here, these indigenous plants that are here that are very beneficial to our health. Jennifer Blanchard, who's doing they're recording plants in clay at the Hilltop Arboretum. And I found out what an arboretum is. It's a library for trees. So she's going to be going through that, and she works with medicinal plants. So she knows how our natural plants here in Baton Rouge, how they can lead to our better health. So we have that going on at the Hilltop on Highland. We have at the Delmont Center, right behind Tony's Seafood. We have Thras, who's leading a 3D board game.
Yeah, he came and talked to us about that. That sounds so exciting.
Yeah, then there's episodes of most of these artists. So go back on the podcast, and I'm sure you'll
been able to talk to a lot of them.
So to kind of get more in depth about the people that are leading the charge here in Baton Rouge. He's doing a 3D board game. We have Kiana Lynell, who is one of the hottest singers coming out of Baton Rouge. She's performed all over the country, all over the world, actually, internationally. She has a show at Neoville. It's going to be a sound bath. So she's going to be leading a sound meditation. And we already have 50 people RSVP'd for that. So that's filling up quick. We have the EBR schools at BRCC. We have Ochsner Medical Center. Ochsner Cancer Center. We have all kinds of things going on.
The evening's finale.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The evening's finale.
The evening's finale.
So we have 48 hours in Baton Rouge. And if you don't know what that is, we have the Harlem Nine, which is a production company based out of Harlem. But they kind of come from all over the world. I mean, it's, you know, New York, just like New Orleans, Baton Rouge. It's kind of a melting pot of cultures. So they're from around the country, but they're based out of Harlem, and they're flying down from Harlem. And we've been working with them so much for the past 6 months. Like, it's, I'm not in theater, okay? I'm just a painter, but man, like, I respect theater so much more.
Right,
I want to say, working with EBR, working with For the Love of Dance, working
picking
with
up all kind of new skills, huh?
Skills, new anxieties, because it's like, no, seriously, because it's like, you come to these shows and they last an hour, you watch a movie, you watch a play, And you don't understand how much pre-planning goes into making this 1 hour, 2 hour show come to life. They found 18 actors. These 18 actors, they found six directors
six
and
six playwrights.
And yeah. six playwrights. These playwrights are going to have to start writing their play 48 hours prior to the show day. 48 hours. And then the directors are going to have to direct their actors who have to learn all of these lines that they just created. And the only thing they're going to know going into this process, they don't even know each other. They're going to meet each other all on the first day. We're going to do a big meet and greet. So the only thing they know is just the prompt, which is No Place Like Home. And that's the prompt across the city. So it's going to be something large here at the Manship Theater for 7 o'clock on July 27th. You can get tickets for that online at themanshiptheater.com. Also at archbr.org services. But it's one of those things where, and I will say just personally from being just an individual artist in residence here, like what made me and got me real motivated to spearhead the project was I really feel for the artists, and I really feel that artists can change their communities. You know, it's very rare. You know, we see a lot of artists, actors, singers, you know, musicians in general, get really popular across the world.
Yeah.
But when you really understand how many of those people are in your immediate vicinity, in your city, there's thousands of artists, you know, hundreds of thousands of artists in your state that are just doing what they love, and what they love to do, they may not understand can help people and help their health at ultimately. So I was very passionate about highlighting and trying to get all of these artists, and not even just the artists, but the artists that have different backgrounds and different cultures, because we want to tell the story of Baton Rouge, and the only way you can do that, in my opinion, is to get your artists, get your people who have to express in certain ways, in creative ways, and let them tell the stories of a city.
Yeah.
And if you lead with that, if I could just lead with the people that are already telling their stories and then just go back in my little hole in my little corner, then I've done a good job. But the mission is to make sure that the artists are telling their stories and, you know, getting the community involved in the art making.
Okay. So, Mike, how can people get the day's agenda and figure out where they want to go and what they want to do?
Archbr.org services and
on the Arts Council's
website. Yep, on the Arts Council's website. There's a landing page there under services. It has a full schedule, all the Eventbrites where you can RSVP. RSVPs are filling up very quickly. I would suggest to do that as soon as possible.
Okay. So that's artsbr.org for all things Arts Council and especially arts for everybody. And we hope you will check it out on the 27th. And we thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week. We thank you for joining us this morning for AC23. You can catch replays on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Support for this programming comes from Shell, our generous donors and members. To help us continue programming like this, please consider joining the Arts Council or becoming a donor. Information can be found on our website, artsbr.org. That's artsbr.org.